News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government has said it still has grave concerns about the Mercosur trade deal ahead of a crucial EU vote on Friday, although they have said progress has been made around farmers' concerns. Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden will attend the EU Farmer Ministers' meeting in Brussels today, where bilateral meetings will be held on the issue. And joining me now is Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil. Good morning to you, Cynthia. I suppose, first up, where are you standing currently on the Mercosur deal?
Good morning, Ciara. It's a no for me. It always was. It always will be. Although I did vote for the safeguards before Christmas when we voted in Strasbourg. Look, Ciara, the listeners know and the voters know I'm a stickler for standards. And I'm very concerned, not just about the farming standards, but about the human health standards here. So I've always been concerned about that. It's quite clear that there are different regulations applying to the Mercosur beef country production standards and to the Irish beef production standards. And with that comes an economic cost, a huge economic cost for our farmers in Ireland and our farmers in Europe, French farmers included, and others that are on our side. In the minority, it would appear at the moment, we don't have that crucial minority that's needed to break the qualified majority. But human health is at stake here. As far as I'm concerned, if anybody wants to question that, just look back at the wonderful investigative reporting that the Farmers Journal did in conjunction with the IFA, and you will see that the traceability is non-existent, the tagging is non-existent, and that the beef and the cattle are being injected with antibiotics and growth promoters that were banned in Europe decades ago. So this is not a level playing field as far as I'm concerned. There are standards here for human health, and I'm very concerned that this could be a ticking time bomb in terms of the health of our citizens.
Cynthia, have a little listen to what former ESRI economist and professor of economics John Fitzgerald said to us just a couple of weeks ago about the Mercosur deal.
The Mercosur deal is vital that that goes through. The cost of Irish farmers is zero. The EU, there's a series of studies which show that. So we need more free trade, which protects us so that we're not vulnerable to US action.
When the IFA and other farming lobby groups say the government should oppose Mercosur, they are wrong in your view.
That's mad. Because first of all, the studies show it's not going to have any significant effect on the farming community. And the EU has put in place a compensation scheme in case they were affected.
Cynthia, the EU are putting in a compensation scheme. Ursula von der Leyen has said that there will be funding available to rural and agricultural communities that are affected and impacted in any way by this. And that this Mercosur deal is worth almost 50 billion to the EU. It is a huge deal and it extends our markets and our trade. And in an era of tariffs and uncertainty in terms of global trade, certainly in terms of the Donald Trump era, that this is something that makes sense for Europe. Do you not take those points on board?
I certainly do. I'm very much pro free trade. We're an island nation, very much depending on exporting. We know that over the decades. But this is a case in point. This is distinguishable, highly distinguishable from the point of view of the health of our citizens. Now, first of all, I don't believe that there will be a zero impact. Much and all, as I respect John Fitzgerald and his eminence and his expertise, I don't accept that there will be a zero effect on this. First of all, in relation to a compensation scheme also, a compensation scheme, Ciara, is only as good as the actors or the personnel that are there to roll out the compensation scheme. So in terms of the safeguards that we voted on, and I already mentioned that I did vote for these, that is the threshold of 8% for triggering a safeguard, an investigation and a stoppage and a halt on the importation. That system, Ciara, and the listeners know this and the farmers know this in particular, is only as good as those that are invoking it, that are putting it into effect. And I'm not happy that those safeguards or any safeguards would actually deal with the situation that is on the ground in the Mercosur countries.
Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil. Thank you very much for joining us. Love to know what you think out there this morning. Do you believe it will impact on farmers? Do you care whether it impacts on farmers? What do you think about the need for expanding our trade markets? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.